My work started out as a self-reflection of my own emotions and events that I've, negative and positive events that have taken place in my life. So it started out, I was really exploring my own feelings and emotions and kind of transforming that into an artwork. And it was kind of a form of meditation. It was a little bit of therapeutic for me. And so it was really helpful just to kind of be present and focus on artwork and how I was feeling and just really transform it into something that was like in my hands that I could actually hold. And so I started with, you know, my own feelings, and then I started researching. I'm really interested in mental illness and human psychology and the human mind. I actually started out as a psychology major, so I'd done a lot of research. I was really interested in mental illness. I'm affected by mental illness myself, and so I'd already done a little bit of research on it, but I really started looking into the causes of mental illness and where it stems from, and I got a little bit angry. A lot of the causes of mental illness are from, like, childhood trauma or an unstable childhood environment. And so a lot of these things can be prevented, but there's not a lot of education or resources for people to know, you know, mental illness is this huge prevalent thing in society, but there's not a lot of help for those with mental illness, and there's not a lot of resources, and there's not even a whole bunch of awareness. It's something society tries to turn a blind eye to.